Torah also, they should eat also. Trashi, the Kenyan Kaspa, he. For your Chelas, the Vatera. For your Adaboyalo, the Shavichalal Ochlo. Nuhur, up until the Kern, the Psua Daka lives with his wife, up until then, she's not a Chalolo. So the Maisa, she should be able to teach Ruma. Samara says, no, Mimai, what's your proof? Dilma, maybe. Ad kan loy kan loy Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Hassan. When does Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon say now Mishnah that his wife is allowed to eat truma? Ela diyesh to lahachav amokim achar. Because what are we talking about there? The kohen is a good kohen. The kohen's a normal kohen. What is he doing wrong? He's marrying a gerusha. So he's saying now this kohen, if he would marry a different wife, he would be Michael, his wife, to Truma. So the Kohen has the right to be Michael to let his wife eat Truma. Therefore, Reb Lezer Sherman says, now that he married a Grusha, but up until he lives with her, she's not a Chalala, she's still not eat Truma. But over here, we're talking about that the Kohen is a Ptsua Daka. This Kohen cannot marry any Isha. Is the Eimor Lahachal the Makamacher? Nobody could marry. He can't be Michael any wife. Any wife he gets married to when he lives with her should become a Chalala. So maybe Loi. Maybe here, Reb Lezer Shimon also agrees that his wife cannot eat truma. Shrashi hocha ein lalach b'makam acher. Shein locha isha shemateres loy. If the person is a psua daka, something wrong with his eivor, is crushed over there, that he can't have children, so Ter asks him, he can't marry into kahal? So he can't have any wife. So b'zoi, he can't be Michael any wife, so maybe here also, he still can't be Michael his wife with truma. Tehit teina, maybe you tell me no. I'll give you a case that he could get married. Even though the Kohen is a Ptsua Daka, he's allowed to marry the daughter of a Ger. Because we're going according to Mandi Yom that holds that a Bas Gerim is not called a Kal. The Torah says, La Yovei Ptsua Daka Bakal Hashem. He can't marry into Kal, means Klal Yisrael. Shalom, who's called Klal Yisrael? Some Mandi Yom hold that a Bas Ger is not called Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Ptsua Daka is allowed to marry the daughter of a Ger. She's a Jew. And the Maisa, if this Kohen now marries the Bas Ger, she'll be allowed to eat Truma also. Because since he's a Kosher Kohen, he didn't lose his Kedusha. He has Kedusha's Kohen. He's allowed to eat Truma. The fact that he's a Ptsua Daka only stops him from marrying a regular Bas Yisrael. But if he marries the Bas Ger, he could be Michael her. She will be able to eat Truma. So the Zahir also, since there's a case that the Ptsua Daka could let his wife eat Truma, maybe now a case where he marries a Bas Yisrael, up until they have beer together, maybe also his wife should eat Truma, like Reb Lezer and Shimon and Amishnah. Rashi says, the Bas Gerim, Tiksova Kahal Gerim Liyukri Kahal. Very now, the Kahal of Gerim, a Ger is not called the Chelik of Klal Yisrael, it's not called Kahal. V'yeinu b'chlal lo yovei Ptsua Daka. It's not b'chlal the law. The third one he says, a Ptsua Daka cannot marry into Kahal. For the Seyeh Beheter, therefore he's allowed to marry the daughter of a Ger, or a Ger himself, or a Geyeris. He can marry a Geyeris, or Ma'achila Truma, and when he marries a Geyeris, she'll be able to eat Truma. So Gemara says no. V'mi boyi boyi lo Rabbi Yechonim Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Yechonim asked this question to Rabbi Shia. Fulay Poshid Lay, Rabbi Yeshua did not answer him. So he's not the Drashla Poshid Lay. E Michael Betruma Lay? This was the question Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Shia. What's going to be if a Psua Daka Koyin marries a Geyeris, marries a Geyer, could he be Michael with Truma or not? And he didn't answer. So Mashma the Tzatis say that no, he can't be Michael. See, if so, then according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, it could be a Psua Daka, he is never Michael's wife. Even where he was Makadish, Anisha was Kedushin, maybe still she can't eat. So Mar says like this. Abaye, Amar Abaye says a swear like this. Itma, it's not like this. So Rashi learns, Mishnuya Kushin also. Abaye, we want to give answers now to say that we first said is right. That this child of a Psua Daka got married to a Bas Yisrael is Tolan Machlaikis from Meya and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon and Amishna. So Abaye answers like this. Abaye, Amar Hoyla Machila, Pelo Yediyah. There is a case that a Psua Daka could let his wife eat Truma. The Lo Yedi, in a case where he did not know he's a Psua Daka yet. Rashi says, Hoyelo Machila B'lo Yediya. Hoye Nosui Koyin Eisha. Let's say a Koyin, a normal Koyin, got married. The Loch is Rechelas B'Truma. Even if she's a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat Truma. Now, Vanasa Psua Daka, let's say the Koyin became a Psua Daka, Ubola, and afterwards he lives with his wife. The din is Lesoicha B'Truma. Now, she's not allowed a Truma anymore. The Shavya Chalala, she became a Chalala now. The Nivalala Pasala, she's living with somebody that's also to her. A Psua Daka, if her husband becomes a Psua Daka, he's not allowed to live with his wife anymore. He has to give her a gift. So if Elizabeth thought she becomes a chalala. Now, v'yim lo yoda. Let's say the man, the kohen, did not realize. He didn't know he became a p'tzua daka. Mishinasa p'tzua daka. Harez the wecheles. Halacha is, calls the money, does not realize it. She is still allowed to eat truma. Mishni v'perakorul. So Alma, what do we see? Mitzino p'tzua daka kohen ma'achal b'makam acher. There is a case that even though the ma'isa, the kohen, is a p'tzua daka, still his wife could eat truma because of him. That's in a case where he does not realize it yet. So if he does not realize that yet, midiraisa, his wife is Lari Truma. Hilkach, therefore, by holds, the Kedushi Aveir Nami Michael calls the Maishliyasa Kalola. Therefore, even though we know that he's a Psuadak already, and he married Abbas Yisrael, Lamaisa, according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, she would be Lari Truma, yeah, up until they have beer together. So that's a bias terrors. That a Psuadak, there is a case that he could be Michael's wife. Rav Amar Rav says another case. Let's say a kohen of Suadaka. Now, he's not allowed to get married, true. So we're not talking about him getting married. Let's say he has a shivchi, he has a shivchi kananis, or he has nevet kanani. The halacha is a kinyan kaspa even of a kohen is also ladi truma. The kohen's evet or the kohen's shivcha is a ladi truma because of the kohen. So therefore, this Suadaka has a way that it could be Michael or other people with truma. He could be Michael, his own evet, his own shivcha. Therefore, now that he got married to Anisha, Kozman, he did not live with her, he did not make her into a chalala. According to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, she would be able to eat truma. Like we started off saying, it's Tolu no machloikes Reb Lezer and Ramei and Amishna. Now, like Moshe like this, Abai Eliyama Kerova, Abai did not want to answer like Rava says, that the fact is that he could be Michael, his own evet and shivcha. Koseyo's kinyan the ishus. We only learn out if the Psuadaka could feed his wife. A Kenyan of Ishus, if he got married to a wife, there's a lot of feed her with Truma, then he could stay here also, he could feed his wife with Truma. But he can't bring any proof to the fact that a Kohen is a lot of feed his own Eved, his own Shivcha. That's a different type of halacha. That's Kenyan Kasboy, that's a different type of a Kasboy. If you own an Eved or a Shivcha, the Torah says true, you could feed them Truma. But we're talking about now if you get married to a wife. So we have a kasha, if there's no wife that you could feed her with Truma. Because whenever a Psuadaka lives with his wife, she becomes a Chalala, so then Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon won't agree that she could eat Truma. So that's why Abaye did not like Rav's Pshat. He can't bring a proof from Shvachos v'Avodov. That's a different type of a Kinyin. For Rav now, Rav, he brought the proof from Avodim. He held, yes, she could bring a proof from a Kinyin Avdus or Kinyin Ishus. But why didn't Rav want to learn like Abaye? For Rav lo yoma kabaye koshani hosom shekvar ochlo. Abaye holds over there, it's different. There the case was the kohen first was a normal kohen. And he got married to a normal wife. So Avada then, they were allowed to eat truma. Later he became Suadaka. So Abaye says, now he can't bring any proof. Because there at the beginning, they were eating truma of a heter. Mashenkin, our case here is that if Suadaka first gets married, he's not Michael of a truma, so maybe he can't be Michael now, but Shas Kedushin either. Over there, they're eating before the heter, so he can't bring any proof. The Mora says, V'yabaya, and that's why Rava didn't like Abaya's pshat. So Mora V'yabaya, Shekhar Ochla Le'yam Rinan. Abaya said, that's no svara, so what if she once was once eating? We're talking about right now when it became Suadaka. Dilo Te'melachim, if you're not going to agree to me, that the fact she once ate means nothing to what happens now, if so, Bas Yisrael. Shenistas L'koyim. What happens to regular Bas Yisrael that got married to a koyim? The loch rishis ladi truma calls them and they marry together. Midiraisa right after kedushin, midirabbonin after nesuyin, she's ladi truma. But what about umis? Now that the husband, let's say the husband dies, so the loch rishis midiraisa when the husband dies, she can't eat truma anymore. She's not an ashes kohen anymore. She's not a bas kohen. She's a bas yisrael. She can't eat truma anymore. So by yes, Rav, if you tell me a svar that since she once ate, that's a svar she can still eat. Is teichel? In this case, she should also be allowed to continue eat truma. Shekhar ochla, since she once ate truma. Elamai instead of smell svara. Once the kohen dies, now she's not an anxious kohen, she can't eat truma anymore. We don't care from the fact that she once ate. In other words, you have to have a heter every second to be able to eat truma. It's not enough that you once had the heter. So mainly here, since after the kohen became a psuadaka, and he did not realize it, still his wife is allowed to eat because of him, it is called the psuadaka could be Michael, his wife. For Rava, what's Rava's teretz? How could Rava say this watch for Ochlor? Says a portion of Chiluk.
posam poka kinyona. When the husband dies, when the kohen dies, pshita she can't eat truma anymore. Because the other svar is poka kinyona. She's not an eshes kohen anymore. Her husband died, pshita she can't eat truma. Avahocha le poka kinyona. But over here we're talking about what happened. The kohen married a regal isha. And then the kohen became a p'tzua daka. So even after he became a p'tzua daka, he's still married to her. So there Rava says he can't bring me any proof. Since he's still married to her, so you know why she's allowed to eat truma there? Because since at the beginning they were married normally, and then she was allowed to eat truma, so pshita calls the mind that marriage is still allowed to eat truma. So you can't bring me a right that a p'tzua daka could be Michael's wife, in a case we already started to be Michael before, when he was a normal person. So kids, that's the way Abaye and Rava both from one answer that the halacha was saying, where a kohen of p'tzua daka marries a regular Bas Yisrael, could he be Michael's wife, but true or not, is up until they have diyah, is told in the machlokes in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Meir, she cannot eat truma, because it's called a svara, she's mishtameres labiyah psula, she cannot eat truma. According to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, even though she's a mishtameres, means she's aimed to have nesuyin, and then the bi will be a bi iser, and then she'll become a chlola. But up until they had the bi, until they lived together, just after kedushin, she is allowed to eat truma. Kufa, above we learned, boy menei Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Yechon yes, a shalom from Rabbi Shia. Petsuwa dake koyin, she nosa bas gerim, mal sheyechlenu b'truma. If a koyin has a petsuwa dake, he got married to a bas gerim, to a daughter of a gerim, can she eat truma or not? And ishtek lo yom alev lamidi, Rabbi Shia did not answer back, by kashi did not know what to say. Tamar says, l'seif at the end, osa gavra rabach rina, another great person came in front of Rabbi Shia, o boy minei mil sachriti, o poshat lei. He asked him another shayla, and this shayla Rabbi Shia was able to answer. O mani Rish Lakish, who was the second great person? Rish Lakish came to ask another question for Rabbi Shia, here Rabbi Shia was able to answer him. So omolei Rabbi Yudu nesila Rabbi Shia, otu Rabbi Yechon alav gavra rabu, like Yimashim is saying, now the gavra rabu came, Rabbi Rish Lakish. I, before Rabbi Yechon, he has a different shayla. He's also a great person. Amalei, Rabbi Yechon went to say it like this. The Keboyim Minoy Milsa, the last Lapasri. He asked me a question, I don't have an answer to him. So I said, but Rabbi Yechon, he didn't talk about like he was a great person. Of course, like he was embarrassed a little bit, he couldn't answer him back. But to Rish Lakish, he was able to answer him back. So to him, like he said, a great person came to me, and I was able to answer him back. But last Lapasri, Pasha means that the Rashi says, Shein Yedei Laposha, the Farsha. Like a Rabbi Yishu did not know how to answer this question. Like we were saying. Now that's where Rabbi Yishu didn't know the answer. What's the halacha if a p'tzua daka marries a bas ger? Is he Michael of a truma or not? Now the Gemara says, Laman, who is that shalom according to? Eila Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Eila Rabbi Yehuda, Bein b'kdushos sekoi, whether you want to tell me your koin is a p'tzua daka, still has kedusha on him, which means he's not allowed to marry any psulim. They love the kedushos koi. Whether you want to say since the koi became p'tzua daka, he has no more psulim. He has no more isurim not to marry psulim. Maybe he's allowed to marry chalola. Maybe since the koi became p'tzua daka, he lost his kedusha. And really, that's a shaila. Rashi says like this: Lekamon lemanin Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says Ashasu the kaboyla. Meforish biyot latzeifa. Poshta. Says like this now. Yeah. Rashi says, "Bein b'dushos ekoi." Lekam perakar will later in the Gemara to be a shaila mi boyilon. Later it's a shaila in the Gemara. Koyim p'tzua daka. Mal b'giyuris is a koyin that's a p'tzua daka. Latimary giyuris. One svar is b'dushos ekoi v'yosa that a p'tzua daka still has kedushas kun on him and is not latimary giyuris. Just like a regular koyin can't marry a giyuris, who are then a koyin p'tzua daka also can't marry him. So also Rashi says, "Bein b'dushosi koi" means koin anasa p'tzua daka. Bein b'dushosi koin koi. V'yosa b'chol hasuras lakuna. Bein lav b'dushosi koi. V'yena muzim alisi shapkum aliyochlo. Even though what? That he's not muzer. Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would not be maichlo. Lo yochlo. Why? The Gemara says like this. If you want to tell the man the yama, a koin p'tzua daka has kedushas kuna, that is not allowed to marry any psulim, so them shita lo yochlo, them shita can't marry her. Do amar baz ger zocho ke baz chalo zocho. Yabishut, Yabihuda shita is that a baz ger is like a chalolo.
that she's also to a kohen. A kohen can't marry her. Therefore, Lamaisa, since she's possible to a kuna, therefore she can't eat truma. Now, if you want to tell me, since the kohen is a psua daka, he does not have the surim not to marry b'chalala, maybe he's allowed to marry b'chalala. I'll tell you, still a yochla, still his wife can't eat truma. Why? To Amrina, we said, kahal gerim mikri kal. Because he holds a Yehuda Shittri that the kahal gerim is called a kahal. Gerim is also called a chelik of the kahal. Kahal Hashem. Therefore, kohen is not allowed to marry her. See, even though he's allowed to marry the other psulim, but he's a psua daka. He can't marry into kahal. Therefore, pshiti can't be Michael's wife, tichuma. Since Lamaista is called the Beatissa. So, according to Yehuda, pshita she can't eat truma. Elamai viva Rabbi Yosi, if you want to say Rabbi Yochanan Shiloh was according to Rabbi Yosi Shita, it's also poshid that Dein B'Kishosi Koi, where the Rekoyim Psua Daka does have this Kedusha, that he can't marry any Psulim, Dein Lav B'Kishosi Koi, whether he does not have the Kedusha, that he is allowed to marry the Psulim Takuna. Hatay Ochlo, according to Rabbi Yosi, the Kohen could be Michael's wife, if she's a Bas Ger, she is allowed to eat truma. Why? B'Kishosi Koi, if you hold that a psua daka has kedusha, that even though he's married to a bas ger, she's lari truma. Why? To omar, because Rabbi Yosi Shita is av ger shenos agiris bito ekshar lakuna. Rabbi Yosi Shita is that if the father, the parents, was a ger and a giris, when they have children now, yesterday on the gair, they're muta to a kuna. They don't hold the bas is a chalola. They hold the bito ekshar lakuna. So, according to Rabbi Yosi, then, when the Kohen marries the daughter of the Giyaris, she's Mutta, so about his Michael or Lakuna. And also, we soon see he holds Kal Gerim, Lo Yikre Kal. So, therefore, there's no Issa for Psua Daka to marry a Bas Ger. So, Monashach, Als is Din Kuna, he's allowed to marry her. Als is Din Psua Daka, also he's allowed to marry her. Like it says now, Ilab Jose Koy, Elamai Wat, the Kohen, does not have Kedusha's Kuna that much that he's not also to the Psulim. Still Ochlo. But he is enough of a Kohen to eat Truma. And he could also be Michael's wife for Truma. And here his wife would eat Truma. Why? The Omer of Yosi Shita is, Kahal Gerim Lo Yikre Kal. When the Ger is Mizgayer, true is Yisrael now, Yisraelis, but they're not the Chlal Kahal. They're not called Kal Hashem. Therefore, the Avera Psua Daka, it only says, Lo Yovei Psua Daka B'Kal Hashem. He can't marry regular Bas Yisrael. But a Bas Ger is allowed to marry. Here, according to Rabbi Yosi, this Kohen, when he got married to the Bas Ger, it was Mutter. So since he's allowed to eat Truma still, Havad, we can let his wife eat Truma also. That's not Shiloh like. Who was the Yechon Shiloh according to? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Pshita, she cannot eat Truma. According to Rabbi Yosi, Pshita, she could eat Truma. So where was this big Shiloh according to? So Mar says, Alali Budai Tana. Rabbi Yechon asked the Shiloh according to this Tana. The Tanan, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Isha Bas Gerim. The daughter of a Bas Ger, Latinosa Lakuna, she's talking not let her marry a Kohen, Latinosa Lakuna, Achete Ima mi Yisrael, unless the mother has to be from a Yisrael. Master, if the mother's from a Yisrael, then it's okay. But if the mother is a Bas Ger, if the mother is a Geris, a Maisa, then the daughter is also a Tukuna. This is our Shalat now. And the Shalat Taker is where the mother is a Bas Yisrael, just the father was a Ger. What's the Locha? This is the Shah, Rokhim Boyle. Ksherus meets Soisesif is what she's adding, Rashi says, Ksherus itusiv bo, it means Ruya lakuna, Falav Kedusha like Ruya Kahal, or Materas la Psuadaka, Viachelas Amonashach. There's, what happened now? The mother is a Bas Yisrael, but the father was a Ger. So what happened to this kid now? One shot is Ksherus misoisiv bo, that the kid gets a thing Ksherim on him, and therefore Viachla. Lamaisa, she's not called a kal, so therefore Psua Daka is allowed to marry her. And Mela, she's Mutter to a Kuna also, because the mother was a Bas Yisrael, and the father was a Ger, and they had a daughter now. So according to Blazer ben Yaakov, there's no Issa Kuna. The Kohen's allowed to marry her, since the mother was... So that's the question over here, that according to Blazer ben Yaakov, what happens to the kid? Is the kid now become a Kahal Hashem or not? One shot is Ksheris Metusavbo, that's all. That the kid becomes Kosher, but he's not called Kahal Hashem yet, the Yochla. Therefore, the Kohen, the Psua Daka, is allowed to marry her.
Or Dilma, maybe no. Kedusha mitusasav bo. Maybe what she's adding on to what she has Kedusha now, she has a shem kahal Hashem. V'lo yochlo. And then the kohen is not, then the kohen is a psua daka, can't live with her. A regular kohen avad is allowed to marry her, according to Blas ben Yaakov. Since Lamaisa, her mother was a Bas Yisrael, so she's not psua takuna. So if the husband, the regular kohen, would marry her, pshita she could eat truma. Now the shalom is, since the kohen is a psua daka, if she has now Kedushas Kal Yisrael of Suadaka, can't marry her, then she can't eat Truma. But if you say no, since the father is a Ger, she does not have Kedushas Yisrael, she does not have Kal, she's not called Kal, it's only called Sheris Mitesebo, but not Kedusha, therefore she would be able to eat Truma. So that's the Shiloh. The Shiloh is a quantum of blessing in Yaakov. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Kiyosi Rabacha Bachinano, Midroim, came from the west. Midorim, from the south. Also, the Icy Mastisim Yoda came and brought a Mishnah with him, Raisa, that Minayin of Psuadaka Koin. How do we know the case? If the Koin is a Psuadaka, Shenosa Masgerim, that he married Taka, the daughter of a Ger, and Stama, where the mother was a Bas Yisrael, Shemachila Betruma, that she is a Ladi Truma. So what do you see? That she's not called a Kahal, and therefore the Psuadaka is allowed to marry a Beheter, and therefore she does eat Truma. Remember the Pasuk says, the koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kasboy. It says an extra word nefesh here. The koyin when he buys, it just should have said, the koyin ki yikne kinyin kasboy. What does it say the word nefesh for? So that's his diyek, that even such a nefesh could also eat truma. Is yoicho boy. Someone says, Laman, who are we going according to? Eloi, mother Rabbi Yehuda, oma ben luchasose koyi, ben lab luchasose koyi, lo yochlo. Rabbi Yehuda, the shita was that he can't eat. She's called the kahal, and therefore psuadak is also to her. So Rabbi Yehuda, the shita was she doesn't eat truma. Vila Rabbi Yaisi, Lomali Kro, according to Rabbi Yaisi, Pshita Sheets Truma. Homa Ben Jose Koi, Ben Lavu Jose Koi, Ochlo. If Yaisi Sheet was a Manashach, whether the Koin is, it has Kedusha or not, he's allowed to marry him. Because Rabbi Yaisi Sheet is the Kal Ger Likri Kal, and her Bas Ger is Mutta Takuna. So what do you need a Pasik for? And a Lav Rab Lazar Ben Yaakov. The Chiddush is according to Rab Lazar Ben Yaakov. That what? To him it's a Chiddush. That even though a Kohen is allowed to marry a Bas Gerim, where the mother was a Bas Yisrael, and only the father was a Ger, a Kohen is allowed to marry her. But the Shiloh is though, what type of a Kedusha does the kid have? Does it have a Kedusha's Kal or not? Ushmaminu, from this Pasuk of Tzunayim, that Sheris Yisusosabu, she's only called a Kosher a Jew. The Ochlan, she could eat Truma, because she's not called a Kal Hashem. Therefore, there's no avera for the Kohen Tzudaka to live with her. Therefore, she's Ladi Truma. Shema Mina, there was a good rabbi, according to Blazer Ben Yaakov, Lamaisa, she is a Ladi Truma. A Kohen Tzudaka, he's allowed to marry the daughter of a Ger. If the mother was a Bas Yisrael, he's allowed to marry a Beheter, and therefore, she's Ladi Truma. If I learned like this,